ride into the Polaris Fall Sales Event going on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger Utility Vehicle, and every Polaris Razor Utility Side-by-Side. Now's the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944. Offer valid in U.S. subject to credit approval. Valid on new 2008 to 2014 models. Good through 10/31/14. See dealer for details. ATVs and RVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and RVs are not intended for on-road use.
Tonight's WLAW Sports Game of the Week, Cass City at Lakers in postseason play. Week number two is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet Buick of Sebring, Bali Queen of Sandusky and Richmond, Rainey's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Agar Valley Services, DS Services Incorporated of Cass City, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, B&D Heating, Cooling and Plumbing, Signature Bank, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Harjo's Ben Franklin. Hotic Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Bilikowski of Ameriprise, and Pigeon IGA. Sailor and internet phone services for this broadcast are provided by the blazing speed of Thumb Sailor's 4G LTE network, the talk of the thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Michigan High School Athletic Association and Thumb Broadcast Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Reproduction and redistribution of this program in any form, including reproduction or distribution on the internet without express written consent of MHSA and Thumb Broadcast Incorporated is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen with your call tonight. Doing the numbers, our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, to my left. And to my right, our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla Carson. The A-team out here for you tonight on what is going to be a beautiful night. And your broadcast team is truly honored and pleased to have you with us tonight on the WLAW Sports Game of the Week. Cass City at Lakers on Sports Radio 102.1 and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Don't forget to join in on the conversation. Go to Twitter and simply type in the search tab for WLEW Sports and click the follow button. Receive in-game updates, live stats, and even photos from the game. It's all on Twitter. Simply follow at WLEW Sports. Well, it's a bit better weather this time around as our broadcast team is back in Laker country for the second straight week. Although I'm quite certain we could have had anything tonight short of a Category 5 hurricane and still had better weather than last Friday.
Without a doubt. Heck, we even have the windows open today, so we're part of the game tonight, Clark.
It's a nice spring morning out here tonight. And for those who aren't quite sure how the MHSA playoffs work, the current playoff system was put in place in 1999 by the MHSA, where 256 teams qualify for week number 10. To qualify, a team must secure 6 regular season victories in 9 weeks, or 5-8, I should say, to receive an automatic berth into the playoffs. This year, 219 teams acquired 6 victories. The remaining 27 teams are then chosen by who has accumulated the most playoff points throughout the regular season, such as the case for Bad Axe this year at 5-4. Once the 256 teams are selected, they are then divided into 8 divisions based on the high school's enrollment. That put Bad Axe in Division 6, Lakers, Cass City, Marlette, and Sandusky all in Division 7, and Harbor Beach fell back down to Division 8 this year, the year they won in 2012. From there, it's a 5-week run to Ford Field for the state championship. Through the first week of the playoffs, the 6 area teams were cut down to 3, Lakers, Cass City, and Harbor Beach.
And arguably, Clark, those are our best 3 teams that remain alive, and we do know that at least one of those teams is going home for the rest of the year.
Your broadcast team is pulling a double shift this weekend with a game tonight. Regroup and be back to the football field in Harbor Beach by 10 tomorrow morning. Doubleheader coverage on Sports Radio 102.1 as we want to provide you with as much information and coverage all in the same spot, and that is the WLAW Sports Network.
Clark, I absolutely love that we're doing this. It's always difficult to decide which teams we should cover. In this case, let's do them all.
It solves the problem very easily for us, and hopefully this continues to work out in the future. But up next on the WLA Sports pregame show, we'll be joined by Paul P. Adams of the Huron Daily Tribune for our famed media roundtable. Keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLAW Sports Network, and your home for high school football.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock at the best price anywhere. Check out Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuddyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. And Randy's now sells hunting and fishing licenses. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motors in Caro. We have a couple value-priced new 2014 Grand Caravans left, priced from $19,807, or get free financing for 72 months with Chrysler Capital. Better hurry, only two left at this price. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales, just west of Caro on M81, or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932, or go to avci.net/LinkLife.
Tonight's presentation of WLAW Sports is being powered by the blazing speed of Thumb Sailor's 4G LTE network. The talk of the thumb, make the switch today. Now with the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen with your call. Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, and our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla Carson, in your booth tonight here in a beautiful night for football in the heart of Laker country. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLAW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Join me today from the Huron Daily Tribune, it's the Sultan of the Sidelines, Paul P. Adams, and of course our in-game analyst for WLAW Sports, Dave Hansen. Paul, welcome. And I must say, you're going to have a new nickname tomorrow as well. So it's going to be, I got a long night ahead of me.
You know, I earned that nickname last week because I was on sideline for all four quarters last week of that horrible weather while you guys were up here huddled in the booth.
I was kind of thinking more along the lines of a different S word that described him standing down there the whole weekend. But stupid was probably the word that came to mind. Well, but
I'm glad you clarified.
You definitely lasted longer than probably any of us would have. So. Kudos to you, man.
Thank you.
And, of course, our in-game analyst for WLAW Sports, Dave Hansen, welcome back. And through the end of the season, we'll be keeping score, and when that time arrives, we will deem a media roundtable winner. The outlook of actually having a trophy for this season's winner, oddly optimistic. So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game on WLAW Sports. The winner is then deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept a victory for that week. And since the stands are currently at Paul Adams, 2, Clark Ramsey, close by with 1, and Mr. Hansen with 4, David, your honor.
Oh, I don't know if I like that. I don't have the T anymore. You might have just ruined my
mojo, buddy. It's out of season.
Oh, depends where you're located, I guess. Well, I guess I have the home team winning tonight, boys. I have Lakers going to take the show tonight with a score of 26-14.
All right, so Dave Hansen with a score of 26-14. So Dave Hansen picks up Lakers by 12 points. Paul Adams, your initial reaction here was not pleasing.
No, not at all.
What do you have for us?
Well, I'm in the same situation that I was last week, and you got to remember.